Hey y'all, come on in and take a seat as we dive into When God Calls You Out. It's been some time ago that I entered a space where I began praying, not my will, but your will be done. I felt as if I had finally reached a place where I was genuinely ready to lay down any and everything to fulfill God's purpose and will for my life. That was until He called me out. Let's talk. In 2022, after obtaining my licensure to practice as the FNP, and months of completing applications, I was unsuccessful in obtaining a job. I was praying and expressing to God how I knew He hadn't brought me through schooling and allowed me to pass my licensure examination just for me to never work as an FNP. God spoke to me and said, "I did not require for you to go to school and become a nurse or a nurse practitioner. I do not need for you to have any of those credentials to fulfill your purpose within my kingdom. I allowed your continued success because it was a desire of your heart." Now, after getting over the initial emotions of thinking I had wasted time and money pursuing my desires, I began repeating the prayer, "Not my will, but your will be done." At that time, I did not truly mean that phrase, but it was a way for me to speak it on the way to believing, so to say. In hindsight, the scriptures regarding what God has said to me that come to mind are Romans chapter 8, verses 29 through 30, where Paul tells us that God foreknew and predestined us to be molded into the image of Jesus. God also called his people who were foreordained, made us righteous, justified us, and glorified us. According to those scriptures, there are no prerequisites that we must possess in order to be used by God. God has the plan for us before we even were conceived, as we are told in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. After having that encounter with God, I entered a waiting season where I thought that God was preparing me to be the best nurse practitioner a patient could encounter. But in all actuality, God had thrust me into a pruning and sanctification season where He was preparing me to go out into the world and teach His words. In hindsight, I see how He had been preparing me to fulfill His purpose and will throughout my life, beginning when He planted a desire to teach within me as a little girl. Let's talk about the meat of this post. Last month, one of the best physicians I've ever known passed away. Her impact was significant, and she had believed in me when I did not believe in myself. While I was working with her in a registered nurse position, she trained me to be one of the best hospice nurse practitioners anyone could ever encounter. Last year, she had agreed to establish a collaborative agreement with me so that I could begin to prescribe medications. Needless to say, I procrastinated, and even in that, God was being intentional. On Thursday, March 27th, 2025, I finally sat down to gather the information I needed from her to establish this agreement. I plan to meet her with her on Friday, April 4th, 2025. Well, on Saturday, March 29th, 2 days after I sat down to gather this information, she abruptly passed away. On Sunday, March 30th, as I went throughout my day grieving, I told God that I would be absolutely fine if I never wrote a prescription a day in my life. That evening, when I finally got home where I could be as emotional as I desired, I cried and prayed and prayed and cried. God brought back to my remembrance what He told me in 2022, which I detailed earlier. Despite God telling me that back then, I always thought that His will and my will would coincide. To be honest, gaining that collaborative agreement would have allowed me to fulfill my will to establish a successful business solely related to my career field and not taking into consideration the kingdom of God. God revealed that it was His desire for my business to benefit His kingdom first and me afterwards. And this is exactly why He had to call me out. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed. Verse 42 states, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Jesus desired to fulfill God's will, but it appears as if He did not desire the suffering associated with God's will. In Luke chapter 22, verse 43, we read that an angel came to strengthen Jesus. It is in this verse that we can see that in Jesus's weakness, when the suffering seemed overbearing and he desired to give up, God sent him the strength that he needed to carry on. I will admit that along this walk with God, I have been in a space where I desired to give up, but knew I had to press on to fulfill God's will. I can attest to this as the year 2024 was the hardest year of my spiritual journey. But even in those sufferings, just as God sent an angel to strengthen Jesus, he provided me with the strength to continue to fulfill his will. Now I can truly say and mean, not my will, but your will be done. As I embark upon this new journey, this new era, I know that God's will shall be done and his presence will remain with me. You may be at a crossroad where you feel the pressure that God is putting on you to make a specific faith-filled decision. You may have received God's instructions to leave your job and establish a business. You may be feeling the call of God greater in this season of your life and know that you need to forsake your will and take his up. I encourage you to envision this blog post as God calling you out and encourage you to take that step of faith. If you would like to read this blog post, head on over to realtalkwithkiwi.com and read all about it. Bye.